Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Having a great visit with John Audette, longtime Brain Trust member, founder and CEO of 406 Strategies. Put a .com on the end of that, the number 406strategies.com. You'll find out all the things he does there, including his blog, where you can find out about all the things he's been writing about lately. He's becoming an expert. He is an expert on online couponing and the good, the bad, and the ugly of online couponing. And John, thank you for the dedication and the outstanding work that you've been putting into this. Small business owners need this. And you've come up with a list of do's and don'ts. And one of the do's that you say is to negotiate with the coupon company. They'll let you negotiate?
They will. They've gotten a Groupon at first was very heavy-handed, and they wouldn't let you negotiate at all. But the competition out there, as you know, in addition to the big four that we've been talking about, there are hundreds, maybe even thousands, of smaller couponing sites. And so the competition's become fierce, and they will negotiate now. And
what would that mean? What would a negotiation sound like?
Well, the number of coupons that you sell, they're going to want to sell as many as they can. You need to keep it to a limit that's suitable for your business. Reasonable expiration dates. Reasonable
blackout. Now, when you say that, when you say they sell, let's remind people, if remind us how the transaction happens.
Well, what'll happen is you'll get a call from a salesman, and they'll say, looks like you have a great spa there, and how would you like to run a special on massages, 50% off, and we can deliver, we can sell X number of coupons for you, and deliver all these new customers to your business.
Right, but then when you say sell, they'll sell the coupon. They'll sell the coupon for how much? Will Groupon collect the money?
It's an unsustainable business relationship for the small business. Here's how it works. They'll sell it. They have a list of 70 million subscribers.
Right.
They'll sell that 50% off. Let's say your massage is, I don't know what massage is.
Let's say 100 bucks.
Let's just say 100 bucks.
Yeah.
Let's say it's 100 bucks. They'll say 50% off, so therefore you're going to charge your customer 50%.
Right.
Of that, so you're going to get $50, but you're not going to get $50 because Groupon collects the money. They take half of that, and so they take $25 and they give you $25.
Right.
And so
they basically stepped in between you and your customer. Then they become an agent between you and your customer.
That's right, and you're actually 75% off.
Do the other companies do that? Does Living Social and Facebook, do they do that same thing?
Yeah, they all work pretty much the same way.
In terms of stepping in and collecting the money and remitting to you what's left over.
Over time.
Yeah.
And they'll pay, and there have been a lot of...
So not only are you going to get... Is this transaction... Is your value, the value of your product being cut in half, the perceived value of your main product being cut in half, you're only going to get half of that, but the 25% maybe of that half, or half of the half, and then they'll pay you when they get around to it. Right?
That's a good summary.
So your cash flow, not only are you getting 25% of what you wanted to get, but your cash flow is maybe going to pot. So folks, these are things to pay attention to. John and I are not saying not to do business with online couponers. We're just saying be sure to gird your loins, do your homework, do your due diligence. Don't be naive. Don't be uninformed. You don't have to be uninformed, right, John?
You don't have to be uninformed because really our this thing we put together, Small Business Guide to Online Couponing, go there and read it. It's not going to cost you anything, and it has about 20 do's and about 3 or 4 don'ts, and it could literally save your business.
Right. So that's 406strategies.com. You say don't lose your sanity over these promotions. Well, tell us what you mean by that.
Well, I had one example, first-hand example, actually. Someone was in a spa and they were having a $40 procedure of some kind. And one of the employees said, "Hey, next time you come in, be sure you go to Groupon and we often have coupons there, and you can pay 20 instead of 40."
Wow!
Now this is a current customer.
Wow!
What kind of sense does that make?
It makes no sense.
The whole point is to draw new customers
and get them to and convert them to full price.
Yeah, and so I mean that you know, so it gets into a little bit of craziness.
Yeah. What you got to do, folks, is if you do a Groupon or a coupon type of thing, you got to let these people know when they come in. Yeah, well, sure, I'm glad you took advantage of that. And of course, that was something we want to do. We want to give you that benefit to introduce us. And here's our price list. You got to stick to your guns after that, don't you, John?
Yeah, you do. And one thing I want to be sure to get
quickly,
in here,
very
this
quickly,
just happened.
Very quickly.
This happened yesterday. Groupon came out with Groupon Now. It's going to be location based. You type in pizza on your smartphone, and they're going to tell you about a discount that's nearby. They're actually, I think, changing their entire model.
Wow. Well done, John, for bringing this information. I told you we'd get smarter when John Audette joined us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.